So statewide, private school enrollment has been dropping, and Louisiana has always been a stalwart private school enrollment nationally. Jefferson was one of the, and St. Bernard and St. John were among the top 10 counties in the country for private school enrollment in 2000. And we found that there's actually been some pretty significant drops in private school enrollment in Greater New Orleans. And post-Katrina, for most of the parishes in Greater New Orleans, public school enrollment has come back faster than private school enrollment. So in the Baton Rouge and New Orleans metro areas, private school enrollment has actually dropped 17% from 2002 to 2013.
So 17% drop in private school enrollment in the New Orleans and Baton Rouge areas. What does that mean for these private schools? Are their schools actually significantly affected by this and in their ability to continue to operate?
Absolutely. And you see that mostly in the Archdiocese of New Orleans schools. They've had a 25% drop from 2003 to 2012. They actually closed 22 schools in that time.
What do the private schools say about this drop in enrollment? What do they say about why they may be losing students?
The private schools say that there are two major issues. One is the economy. 2008, big economic crash for a lot of parents. It becomes an expense that they just simply can't support anymore. And the other thing that researchers say nationally and Louisiana school people say is the increase in magnet and charter school programs has really made a difference. They may have a specialized program or they may have some kind of academic requirements. So it's an option for parents that gives parents choice without requiring them to pay tuition.
And does that mean that overall the public schools must be getting better?
I think it might have to do more with the perception of how good schools are rather than any objective measure. Certainly when I speak to parents in New Orleans, many of them really want to send their children to public school if they feel there's a good enough option. And so I'm certainly hearing more parents say that they feel like maybe they can go beyond the traditionally really great high performing public schools. Like maybe if their kid doesn't get into Lusher, maybe there are other public alternatives for them rather than going straight to private school. But on the other hand, it's worth mentioning in St. Tammany, there's actually been a huge increase in private school enrollment in St. Tammany, and that's one of the best public school systems in the state. I haven't gone to St. Tammany to ask what parents are thinking there, but sometimes it's hard to tease out why people make the choices they make.
And the decision of where to send a student to school is, you know, a psychological one, an emotional one. It's something that it seems hard to collect data on. So when you're looking at these numbers and backing it up with reports from parents, from educators, what are the factors you're trying to keep in mind in telling this kind of story?
So there's a lot of people who do research on this question precisely because it's so complicated. And when you speak to any particular family, I mean, there's legacies and lineages. There's my family went to this school, whether it be private or public. We want my kid to go to that school. People think about what their children are interested in. They think about, is this the kind of school that has a program that is going to be good for my kid who really loves math? You know, maybe I wanted my back in the fall when I was interviewing seniors at Kipp Renaissance High School in New Orleans, there was one kid who had been going to Kipp schools for years, and his dad said, well, I would have loved to have him go to St. Aug, but he really wanted to keep going to school with his friends. Then researchers look at things like how safe the schools are, how safe they're perceived to be. Parents care a lot about that. Parents care a lot about the quality of the teachers. And of course, how people measure quality of teachers, quality of schools, that can also be very individual.
Danielle Dreilinger with a look at changes in public and private school enrollment in New Orleans and the surrounding area. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.